The big news will obviously be today from Mark English. You know, it was anticipated that he would win the 800 metres, and it was anticipated that he would dominate the 800 metres, and that's exactly what he did. You know, he just brought us form that he's been shown in recent weeks in Finland, and indeed in Madrid in recent weeks, and breaking Irish records. It's been a brilliant season for him so far, and you know, he started off the season with the target, obviously, to qualify for the Olympic Games, to break the Irish record. He's done that. He's retained his Irish title. And in fact, very, very, very important to say it and to shout it out loud, is that this is his ninth outdoor title, and he has 18 titles in all, from indoors and outdoors. And that is just an unbelievable you know, lifespan and athletics and achievement and winning national titles. But today, he had no problem. He just ran away from them over the last bend. And he is the national 800 metres champion this evening in Dublin here. And he went under. All he needed to do was go under 149 odd to win it. And so he is the national champion. So that was the big story earlier on in the day. And this other story developing at the moment, Lauren Callaghan, she's 1 centimetre off that gold medal at 6:14. I can't give you the final result just at the moment, but it looked good for a silver medal for Lauren. She's from Kildegarden. She broke the Donegal record into the bargain with that 6:15, and she does hold the indoor record of 6:24 from last year. So it's been a really good season to date for her. Silver medal, we presume, for her. And Roisin Flanagan from Finn Valley as well. She got third in the 5,000 metres. That's the story there. Adrienne Gallen, she was third from Liverster Band. She was third in the Hammer, a total girl from who's chasing an Olympic spot actually in the Hammer. She won it, but Adrienne Gallen third in the Hammer, so well done to her. And the Dewhurst boys, Ethan and Fintan, were in the final of the 400 metres about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago. Fintan finished second behind Thomas Barr, as you would anticipate. He did a 51 plus. He ran extremely well. He has qualified for the World Under 20 Championships, which take place in Peru next month. And indeed, Ethan, who finished fourth here today, the young Glentys lad, he's off to Slovakia for the European Under 18 Championships. But fourth for him today. But as I say, 17 years of age, that's brilliant to be even in the final. So that's a big deal. So what about the rest of the Donegal ones? Well, Kelly McGrory, I feel she'll be disappointed. You know, she ran strong over the first 200 metres, but didn't have it in the legs over the last 100, and she finished fifth. And, you know, as I was saying yesterday and outlining yesterday, you know, her big focus and our big focus for her would be that she would be maybe in the top three and make that year, that world, that Olympic team. And that could be in the balance right now, but that's not for me to say, but that's a selector's issue. But she was fifth today, and there are a couple of other girls like Adelecki, who broke the Irish 100 metres here earlier today, and Bill Healy, and there's, you know, there's three other girls that were in this race, basically, and she finished fifth, so that kind of maybe spells it out. So that would be unfortunate for Kelly. But look, she has had a great season, and she was in the European Championships, and she was in that squad that got medals. So well done to her. But not today. We have Emer McCarran. She was in under 23,000 metres. She finished fourth. She wasn't able to handle the longer distance. She's been running over 8s and 15s. So 3K was just a distance too far for her today. She finished fourth. She's Finn Valley as well. And in the width for distance, the girl from the Rosses that competes out of Finn Valley, Bridget McDyer, she finished fifth. 6:64 for her, and Aoife Giles of Cranford, 7th in the same competition. So the two girls from Donegal in that bit for distance. And Amy Green, who we've been talking about nearly week on week and how well she's been doing, and she's the national 5K champion on the road and all of that at senior level for the young DCU student. She finished 4th in the steeplechase. So that, in a nutshell, was today. So that was Mark, Lauren, Roisin, Adrian, and Fintan Dewhurst in the medals today, 4 medals today. And then we had the 3 medals yesterday. We had the 3 medals yesterday from Summer Leckie, also winning the national high jump at 176. James Kelly, the St. Johnson man, he was second in the shot yesterday. And Joseph Gillespie from Finn Valley, who began his athletics way back at Station Neil National School when he was 10 or 11 years of age, still going strong now in his early 20s, and getting a second in triple jump yesterday at 13:94. So well done to him. So there was those three. There was I'm totaling it in total at all. I'm making it 8 medals for Donegal. I kind of targeted Kieran. I kind of targeted 10 medals, you know, but I didn't bet on Gareth Crawford not being here, and I did bet on Eilish Flanagan maybe getting a medal, but she unfortunately due to injury had a pull out in the middle of the race, so at the 5,000 metres, but her sister did go on to get the bronze. So that's where we're at. Mark English is the story. Summer Leckie once again a national high jump champion, and that Donegal record 6:15 for Lauren Callaghan, the girl from Killigordon, 1 centimetre off the gold, and that is a big result for her.